You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll get the latest news from the Republican National Convention. WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson joins us from Cleveland to talk about day two of the convention.
First, the Marquette Law School poll released last week showed a majority of Wisconsinites would support fully legalized marijuana regulated like alcohol. The poll asked registered voters, when it comes to marijuana, some people think that the drug should be fully legalized and regulated like alcohol. Do you agree or disagree with that view? 59% of respondents said they agree, and 39% said disagree.
Poll director Charles Franklin said the latest poll's results were much different from when a similar question was asked 2 years ago. In September 2014, the poll asked voters, do you think the use of marijuana should be made legal or not? At that time, 46% of respondents said it should be legal and 51% said it should not be.
What do you think about legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin? What kind of restrictions or regulations would you support for legalized marijuana if that happened? How would you like to see this handled in the legislature? What about on the national level? Call in now at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Jay Seltofner joins us now. He's the treasurer and co-founder of Northern Wisconsin Normal, which stands for National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Jay, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Jay, what do you make of those new poll results showing that now a majority of Wisconsinites support legalized marijuana?
You know, I think it's a positive step, shows the times are changing, and definitely gives the patients and providers in the medical market hope that we will at least see a medical marijuana law in Wisconsin shortly.
Currently, where are we with marijuana laws in Wisconsin?
It's basically illegal.
And including, as you said, medical marijuana.
Yep, medical marijuana, basically possession of any amount, cultivation of any sort, in any sort of sale, could result in a felony in Wisconsin under current law.
So as we said at the beginning there, the poll question was worded differently this year and 2 years ago, slightly different phrasing there, but still you have a big gain of people there who want to see marijuana legalized and regulated in a way that alcohol is regulated. What do you make of that shift? Do you think something has changed in the way the public views marijuana?
Very much so. I think you hit it right on the head. The wording is key there also. Most people can keep themselves familiar with the way the horrors of prohibition of alcohol, you know, work. There's plenty of documentaries and facts on that. So just comparing it to alcohol and a regulated model, I think you're going to see more people in favor of that. Again, programs like yourself and additional mainstream media coverage of other states that have both medical and legalized markets are going to help educate the general public. I'm sure that helps shift the tides when they see that the sky did not fall in the states that have medical markets or recreational markets. And as you get more reports coming in, the tax revenue is obviously attractive for most taxpayers. And then you probably have a situation where people can now vacation and travel to states where they can try it legally, where they may not have been able to before.
Well, as you're saying there, we have some states there where we can see how this is working out, sort of test cases, Washington and Oregon, the state of Oregon, and Colorado. As you look at those states, are you seeing any lessons or red flags going on?
We obviously like to focus on the positive. We can focus on the negative. The tax revenue and job creation from those particular changes in law are great. Most laws remove some sort of penalty or remove the penalty for some sort of personal possession. The amounts vary, but having that penalty removed is creating less stress on police. Well, I shouldn't say really less stress on enforcement in general, which would include police, attorneys, jails, prohibition, the whole gamut there. But we're also seeing reduced minor usage in those states. The statistics that are being reported are showing that minors are actually more less likely to use. And then because we are in a opiate crisis throughout the nation, states with medical laws, and then the whether we deem them recreational, adult use, legalization, but those states are seeing also a reduced opiate deaths and dependence. So most of the information is positive.
We're talking with Jay Seltofner right now from Northern Wisconsin Normal about Marquette Law School poll results on marijuana. And the latest poll results showed a majority of Wisconsinites now want marijuana to be legalized and to be regulated like alcohol. And Jay, the group CALM, it's Citizens Against Legalizing Marijuana, say that they point out marijuana continues to be identified by Congress and the DEA as a Schedule I drug, which means it has a high potential for abuse. They also say that there are no proven medical benefits. What do you say to that?
Well, we have, obviously anecdotal evidence. And then as far as trials and, double-blind studies, there are more studies on cannabis or marijuana than there are traditional drugs that are available on the market. So it is a scheduling problem. I will admit that. The rescheduling or descheduling of cannabis would do great wonders for both medical and recreational states. And in fact, over the past decade or so, and recently the last two congressional sessions, that issue has been addressed, and we are actually waiting on another outcome from the DEA in Congress on whether they will reschedule it. They had given us a timeline of midsummer or July 1st of this year, but they haven't given us an answer yet. The last reports I read said that they weren't going to hold themselves to an artificial timeline. So that is something that's currently being reviewed and is avidly debated.
And CALM further goes on to say that they believe the increased availability of marijuana in communities would be detrimental to youth, to public health, and to the safety of our society. Some big picture things there. Do you agree with any of that?
Yeah, I disagree. And in fact, the statistics coming from those states that have legalized marijuana are showing just the opposite. I don't know if the show has aired yet, but there is a network television program that has basically some youth outside a place where recreational marijuana is sold, kind of like back in the day where they would see if they could get people to buy alcohol or cigarettes for kids. And in this case, it's just one television doing this particular report, but they weren't able to find people to buy marijuana for youth that were standing outside the store. So the reduced minor use is something that is definitely a statistic that's coming out that's proving factual. It is definitely something to be concerned about, but we're actually seeing just the opposite of what CALM is stating, that minors are using less.
We're going to go to our callers now. We've got Tom on the line with us in Columbus. Hi, Tom.
Good afternoon. Thanks for the program. I would strongly support full legalization and regulation in line with the regulations on alcohol. I can't fathom. First of all, I'm an occasional smoker, kind of an occasional drinker. So personally, I'm just looking at it from the fact of the societal cost and the incarceration due to the laws against marijuana. And I don't know how we can, legitimately live in a place where alcohol is as abundant as it is, with the problems that it causes. Domestic abuse alone and nicotine, we know what the carcinogens are in there, and yet marijuana is somehow taboo.
Tom, thank you so much for those comments. Tom supports marijuana with regulation and thinks maybe it sounds like he's getting it that he thinks it has is in essence less harmful than some other legal substances like alcohol, for instance. So what do you say to that, Jay?
Yeah, I would agree with him 100%. I know comparing it to alcohol maybe isn't necessarily correct at terms. There are lethal dosage limits that alcohol can kill you and marijuana cannot. So there are obviously medical marijuana states. There's therapeutic benefits. But as far as prohibition versus a regulated model, the regulated model is going to win out every day by removing the black market. You're going to have IDs that are checked, limits on the amounts. The degrees of regulation might vary from state to state. We might have home grows versus no home grows, but definitely the prohibition doesn't stop people from smoking marijuana.
Jay Seltofner is with us right now. He's from Northern Wisconsin Normal, talking about Marquette Law School poll results on marijuana, the latest results showing that a majority of Wisconsinites do want marijuana to be legalized and to be regulated like alcohol.
We want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. Why do you think the number of people who support marijuana legalization went up in this last survey? What do you think about legalized marijuana? Should it be legalized in Wisconsin? Do you expect the legislature to do something like that? Medical? Recreational? None at all? What regulations would you want to see? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation after a short break. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're continuing our conversation now with Jaisal Toffner about poll results showing a majority of Wisconsinites want to see marijuana legalized and regulated like alcohol.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you want that? Do you want marijuana legalized fully in Wisconsin? How about medical marijuana? How would it be regulated in your view if it were legalized? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And Jay, you referenced some of the possible ramifications of legalized marijuana on the criminal justice system. And I wonder if you could flesh that out for us a little bit. What kinds of change might you expect to see?
This is, you know, my personal opinion is that you're going to have I don't want to say necessarily renewed, but with the police violence and everything that's going on, it's going to take one less thing for the police to spend time on that the majority of the public agrees shouldn't be a crime and is going to allow them to focus on more serious things. So that's going to just create betterment in the community if crime goes down. And then also you're going to have things that are associated with that. You know, people who are prosecuted both on the side for defense have to pay money for attorneys. On the offensive side, as far as the state goes, they will have attorneys also. Prosecuting attorneys, ADAs, we have jails, the probation alone, urine testing alone, that if we had some sort of legalization market, those things would be disappearing and would be basically line item expenditures that can be taken out of the budget.
Now, this might be further down the road than we are at the moment, but what would the plan be for people who are already incarcerated for marijuana offenses?
Again, depends on the severity. If it was just personal possession from cultivation, again, some legislation is expunging those records. That would be up to the legislation to decide. Normally, nonviolent offenders shouldn't be in prison anyways, and that's the way we would look at it. You might have some people who have mandatory sentences because of multiple offenses and those types of things. But nonviolent offenders, especially for marijuana-only crimes, should be reviewed.
We'll go back to our phone lines now. We've got Brad on the line in Greene County. Brad, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
I would just wanted to chime in about the legalization effort. I do believe that our medical marijuana laws in the state do need to be revised. As a Parkinson's patient, I would refer to United States Patent 6630507 as a neuroprotectant, and I don't believe that the current legislation, as it stands with the CBD laws for seizure patients and epilepsy in children, not one of those patients has gotten any of that to this date. So I do believe there needs to be an effort to move forward on that front as well.
Brad, do you want to start with that and move to different areas like recreational, or do you think, is that far enough for you to look at legalization of medical marijuana? Brad, you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a good start. I mean, what people do recreationally is one thing, but when you're suffering as a patient, I believe that should be first and foremost.
Brad, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate that. And Jay, do you have any list of priorities there? Are you looking for medical marijuana legalization first, or do you think that you'd be happy if Wisconsin embraced that alongside recreational use?
You know, I would be happy for any positive reform under the ideal situation. Even a decriminalization measure statewide would reduce expenditures. Matter of fact, during the last budget, actually the last couple budgets, the public defender's office had basically said, hey, if you decriminalize, it's going to cost us less on prosecuting those things, so that's a direct savings to taxpayers. So even a decriminalization measure is positive reform. But personally, I'd like to see a comprehensive bill that would not only correct or enhance the CBD program that Brad mentioned, but would also create an industrial hemp program along with medical marijuana. And then, because there is such a tremendous tax revenue to be generated from the recreational market, I think that needs to be included in there. And because it is an all-encompassing type platform, even though the three or four are separate, we're all talking about a plant item and cultivating it and processing it and having point of sales. So in order to make a robust system work, we need to address all aspects of this plant.
Let's look at an email here from Bruce, who wants to know, how does it benefit society to legalize recreational marijuana? What's the case?
Tax revenue, first and foremost. We're seeing a tremendous amount of tax revenue from just the sale of recreational marijuana. They have topped the billions of dollars of sales. It is a job creator, that it is industry. We mentioned the lesser strain on law enforcement. And then if we look at the correlation between drug policy reform and some of our major social issues, we already touched on the minor use and the opiate dependence, but for example, housing, people may get kicked out of their housing because they're using an illicit federal substance. They may lose their student loans because of these things. So removing cannabis, the most widely used illicit substance in America, removing that has many parallels to other aspects of society.
We're talking with Jay Selthoffner right now, treasurer and co-founder of Northern Wisconsin Normal, the national organization for the reform of marijuana laws, taking stock of a new Marquette Law School poll that showed a majority of Wisconsinites wanted a fully legalized and regulated marijuana in the state. And Jay, looking at the past year, you know, we saw the Supreme Court legalize same-sex marriage, and part of the reason for that decision, according to analysts, is that they saw a shift in society itself and that the court reflected that shift. And I wonder if you think you see that, and specifically, do you see it in Wisconsin?
We see the trend shifting, you know, nationwide. Obviously, we have a majority of the states having some sort of medical market, 24 or 25 of them having applicable laws which have medicine in the hands of patients, another dozen or so with the CBD laws. But yeah, no, the tide is changing. I wouldn't necessarily say it's shifted dramatically. I think there's always been general support for it. But when you're talking about an illegal substance, you might get some people who are not necessarily willing to support it right off the bat. But when you talk about the wording of it, or when you look at the logistics of it, what are we trying to accomplish by legalizing it or regulating it, which I prefer to use the term regulated versus legalization, because legalization makes it sound like it was bad in the first place. But regulating the market takes away a lot of the fears and a lot of the concerns and addresses the concerns that the opposition keeps talking about.
Let's take another caller now. We've got Sally with us from La Crosse. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Well, I really think there's a lot more benefits to marijuana than there is to alcohol. My concern is our legislative body and our government in Wisconsin, because, you know, I've watched over the recent past, you know, and we've had people getting 13, 14, 15 drunken driving tickets. And, I mean, Wisconsin has got such a big, huge lobby for alcohol that it never goes anywhere. And, I mean, I agree with the benefits of marijuana, and I think it's very beneficial to lots of people, whether it be medical or recreational.
Sally, thanks a lot for those comments. And Sally pointing to drunk driving law in Wisconsin, which she says, it sounds like she's saying it doesn't go far enough, that people are getting away with perhaps, as she sees, more than they should. How do we ensure that if we make this shift in Wisconsin, that marijuana gets regulated effectively?
I think that's the first key, is you have to regulate it effectively, and prohibition is no form of regulation whatsoever. Whether it's a nanogram limit to improve impairment, those things are still in debate. That's what's important about the litmus test that these other states are going through. It is time, though, for Wisconsin to not only pull the data from these other states, but take the best of the best that these states have designed their laws in, pick and choose, and instead of just doing something, be a premier leader legislatively on the issue.
Now, there was an effort in the past year to get it's oil, marijuana oil, you'll have the name at your fingertips, legalized.
CBD oil.
CBD oil, and that failed. Yep. What do you ascribe that to, that failure?
Well, it actually didn't fail. There is a law on the books, so we have a CBD law. What they were trying to do is either amend that existing law or create additional amendments to the law, which would loosen the restrictions, which in turn would allow patients more access.
Are you happy with where that is?
No, not at all. I mean, patients have no access. There's no market. So why did it stall or not stall? That's hard to say. The initial bill passed with both full support in the House and Senate. You know, Republicans and Democrats both voted yes for a form of medical marijuana bill. I think there is some confusion about what CBD oil is, whether it's non-psychoactive. I know one of the things at the state level which probably needs to be fixed is just the testing process alone, because it's my understanding that the state tests, when you test a product, it's either going to test positive or negative for THC. And the CBD products contain such a little amount, or in order to be a CBD product, it needs to contain such a little amount of THC, but those are not passing the field tests. And so it was maybe... it was kind of premature in my eyes to have a CBD oil thing. It might have made more sense to have a comprehensive medical marijuana market that allowed pediatric use. If that was the concern of treating children with seizures, well, then a medical marijuana bill with pediatric provisions makes more sense.
Jay, thank you so much for joining us. That was Jay Selhoffner, treasurer and co-founder of Northern Wisconsin Normal. That's the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana. And we were talking there about the latest Marquette Law School poll results showing a majority of Wisconsinites want fully legalized and regulated marijuana.